I need to get here more than a minute or two before the time.
Just about.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, thank you everybody for being here. Stroyan here.
DiLorenzo here.
And Willis here.
Solicitor is there. Review of the previous minutes.
We can't approve them now anyway, so.
No, but is there any issue or any?
I didn't see it, but I didn't want time to read it.
I read it, I didn't really have any problems.
Alright.
Fairly simple.
Alright. Zoning map update.
I did speak to.
Public hearings have been set by the supervisors and advertisements are underway.
I gave Christine.
Were you able to confirm with Meyer and Meyer today?
Yes, I was, and Christine had all the information. I gave her who to email it to and everything.
Excellent. At least I know someone's working.
Alright, so that is in process. It's, what is the date of the hearing?
June the 16th.
Alright.
The letters are actually going out tomorrow, so they'll have more than 30 days.
Alright, we have comprehensive plan update letters. We don't even have that on here.
Nah, that moved forward at the supervisors meeting. Mm-hmm. Setting the hearing date. We did set a hearing date, right? For the comp plan?
Oh, I think we were waiting to see whether we were going to do it the first meeting in July or second.
Oh, okay.
Unless I'm wrong, Donna might be done as.
I actually typed up the minutes in it.
Was it the first meeting in July?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first meeting in July. Which I believe is done and done. Before the 4th.
So, zoning warehouse. What?
First meeting in July is the 7th.
July 7th, correct. 4th is on a Friday.
That's right, 4th is on a Friday. We discussed that. I remember discussing that now.
So, zoning warehouse standards, schedule update.
Schedule a date so we can just pick a day to work on that thing.
You mean just that?
Yep, just a day for just working on the warehouse. That's going to take a while to put all that together.
Are we going to try to get all the members present?
Yeah, I would like to try and have more than just the three of us.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, do we need?
Well, Mike's schedule is supposed to change soon, so he should be back on days again, I think.
Well, do we need? Do we need Mr. Fuller at that as well?
I would think it would make sense.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Okay, and where are we in the process of having a planner?
Well, I wanted the Nancy, whatever, I can't remember her last name. I wanted to come up and talk to us, but then Rachel talked to somebody at the convention that recommended somebody too from a company that has like 9 offices.
Well, it's always good to have options.
Yeah.
And where are they from? We don't know.
I don't know. I got 9 offices all over Pennsylvania. So. I forgot the name.
I don't believe I wrote the name down. I don't believe I did that, so.
Because it'd be interesting, I would like to see what they had to offer and what their price is, being they're a big company. I'm assuming it's going to be pricey.
Yeah.
But I could be assuming wrong.
I think that's happening a lot. It's happening throughout the state. They're just kind of consolidating. The smaller businesses are
gobbling them up. Yeah, gobbling them up.
And what's the reason?
Same with everything anymore.
And what's the reason for that? Liability? Lack of new ideas?
I think it's the fact that they want to be able to service more than one municipality, and by the same token, they don't want to necessarily ruin their own schedule. So they'd rather go to a bigger firm, work with the big firm, which means they can still provide their clients through that firm, but also obtain others where someone else will be doing it. So
I think it's also got to do with the availability of a broader band of knowledge too.
Correct.
Because
correct.
they can be more diversified through affiliation.
Right.
And so the only problem,
I'm seeing a lot of that in a lot of the industries, a lot of the vendors that I am affiliated with, it's all over the board.
It's medical. It's everything.
Yeah, it's medical. It's everything. It's kind of like become the way of the world.
You lose the personal touch.
Absolutely. Even though you're dealing with the same person.
Yep. You lose the personal touch.
I'm dealing with the same salespeople that have less. How do you say this tactfully? They don't. Their hands are tied. Much more.
Well, look at Jason, you know. He was going to do, his company was going to take on the planning, and then he couldn't do it because they got too many things going.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good example
It's kind of the ruination of the small business. In order to take on more, you have to become large.
My reason for liking Nancy was she's her own business, and she's still going with Carson Helfrich. Which, you know, at least Carson has done work for us in the past and knows our style, if you would
say. Actually, spoken to Carson probably 5 times this week.
But isn't this scary that this is leading us down the road that we're seeing come from all the high tier Democrat and Republican that they want ready-made facilities? They don't want to deal with local bureaucracy of approvals. This is to get around that, I believe.
Yeah, they're getting away from individuality.
They're even doing it in sewage now. You got a big company down in South Pennsylvania taking over everything down there. And at one of the conferences, Will was saying, he was talking about he wants to come up here up north and take over too. One company.
Yeah, I was shocked to learn that they once again are bringing forward this statewide zoning. There's a big push in certain areas, like especially in energy, with oil, gas, wind, and solar, to try to eliminate local controls. They did it for oil and gas years ago. They've pretty much done it for wind, and now they're attacking the solar zoning ordinances.
You mean federally regulating it rather than locally?
Statewide.
Sure, statewide.
This is our assembly people.
Oh, okay.
They're talking about statewide regulations, very similar to what they did for oil and gas. You know, you only have to be so far away from the property line and this, that, there.
Yeah, a perfect example is their bulk fuel ordinance. We're very limited to even controlling it at all.
Correct. And that's what they're trying to do in the areas of solar energy and also wind energy. And they tried to do it in fracking, too.
Yep.
It worked. Well, but it's scary. It's almost like they want to take it out of the hands of the local.
Well, Bresniak has come right out and said that's what he wants to do with the fracking.
Yeah.
They want to try to get rid of any control that the DRBC has over any of that in the upper Delaware.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. It's something to be concerned about.
Where do we go to mitigate that as much as possible so that you still have a reason to be seated at this table? If they take away...
That's kind of the issue. The courts are going to have to deal with the issue of preemption. And they did so with the fracking years ago when they passed that statewide zoning ordinance and basically went up to the Supreme Court for three different cases, and all three cases came back saying, no, you can't take away the local zoning power. Unless the legislature wants to do away with the municipal police power as far as zoning is concerned and have statewide zoning for everything, you can't take away the municipality's power. So they tried to get around it in certain areas. They did it in oil and gas because they said that they're better able to regulate it. And they're trying to do it in wind and solar now. But, you know, what all we can do is argue that until our local zoning, our local ability under the MPC to adopt zoning ordinances is taken away from us, we can enforce our ordinance.
Yeah, but the oil and gas, that was all on FERC. FERC controlled all that, and we had no say whatsoever when they were coming through with it. But the only thing we did have power on, which nobody in Milford Township did it, but Shahola, I went from property to property with their representative from Texas, because they were only given like $7,000 for the right-of-way. And some of them people, like one house that... because they expanded the right-of-way, made the house and the garage non-conforming, which meant anything he ever did to his house or his garage would be a conditional use. He ended up getting $175,000 for that right-of-way.
You know, look what they did to right here, up by, across the street from, Rosinelli's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They surrendered the garage.
Yeah. Well, but then,
but if you fought, you could get money for it. That was my point.
PennDOT's notorious for that when they were doing storm detention. When they were widening 739, they were taking people's front yards and for storm drainage purposes and offering them $1,500.
Oh, one, you mean?
Yeah, 01.
Oh, 739 too.
Really?
Were they putting 739 from the county land up? They put all those stormwater detention.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, there was a much bigger taking on 2001 though.
I'd like to know where they get the right to just put a culvert pipe in and dump it in your front yard.
Yeah, then make the water your problem.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, but my whole point is that there's a drive for
doing away with us
commercial development. Period. Mm-hmm. Pre-approved. So,
a lot of that comes from the state offices. I think a lot of it started during COVID when there was money available for improvement, and after COVID with the monies that became available for water sewer projects and for infrastructure projects, they didn't spend enough of it, so it's still out there. And the state is pushing, I believe the governor's office is actually pushing doing away with local zoning for commercial solar power generation.
Well, they wanted to bag warehouse regulations as well.
Yes, logistics and warehousing and industrial parks.
Yep.
And they're pushing for even with home development. The governor's office has it out there. He wants to cut back on all the red tape to build a house.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at some of these residents, like Sarah Wilson came to our meeting the other night. I mean, those residents over in, was that Milford?
Highlands.
I mean, they all have to do individual NPDES permits, and a lot of them still haven't gotten their approvals.
Now, I did file a complaint with the state, and I went through PSAT's filing a complaint all about that, because they're not letting them use the original stormwater plan that they approved.
Right.
Now, they all got to do an individual, and
correct.
It's averaging up to 30 grand before a shovel even hits the ground.
Yeah, they have to do rain gardens, they have to...
I'm not even talking about that. The engineers are charging between 10 and 20,000 just to do the NPDES permit.
That doesn't surprise me. I know two of the engineers that are involved up there. But Kevin, you're right. I mean, there's a push generating from Harrisburg to and it's the same thing it was under Rendell when he wanted to consolidate municipalities.
Right. So what I'm getting at is it the point in time now where we really look at changing our zoning and giving them an area for that type of development?
Oh, absolutely.
Say, this is the area in the township where you can have carte blanche and go for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. That's what we did in Lehigh Township, and yes, and Dreher Township, and yes, we have two solar farms going in, but neither one of them can be seen from any road or residents in the township. One's on top of a mountainside, the other one's down in a deep valley.
Boy, they are terrible looking things too.
How did you go about that?
They're ugly. Well, especially when they're
right, it's up the district.
Especially when all the panels are straight up in the air.
Tony, how did you go about creating that district and keeping it away from the road?
Oh, the rural district, it's an RU rural district in Dreher. It's actually on a hillside. The you have to go up off of 191 and you're on a hill before you even get to the rural district where it's allowed. So it's so high up and it's so forested. There's hundreds of acres. It's so forested and so high up that nobody even sees it from the road. Like if you drove up the road, the access road, you would see it.
Right.
But from any highway in the township, you really can't see it.
But now that rural district is just on top. It doesn't come down to the road?
It comes down to the road, but it's all developed along the road. All so, right. And they don't want to be next. They don't want to have to deal with setbacks with residential.
Right.
They'd rather be up against state game, like in Lehigh Township, the one that's being proposed is on a gentleman's property. However, three sides of it butts up against state game land.
And what provisions do they have to mitigate this when these panels wear out?
There's a
perpetual
there's
bond.
Three things that they do. One, they enforce a developer's agreement. Two, they have a financial cost estimate for decommissioning, which gets updated every 3 years by the developer and then checked by our engineer. So none of them are built yet, but that's what's in place. And they've all signed developer's agreements agreeing to it. So. In fact, in one instance, the Green Dreher Volunteer Fire Company is going to get some UTVs with hoses.
Just because of that?
Yes. they're buying them to UTVs because they can't get a fire truck up the access road where it's located. They have to fight the fire with all-terrain vehicles.
So is there anything else to be said about warehouse standards?
No, well, we got to go through it. And I have my notes on, I think, on the copies right that we handed out. Mm-hmm. So if you just
take... Only thing I'd say about warehouse standards, it's constantly changing. There was another seminar recently about logistics and industrial park warehouses. I haven't seen the materials yet, but I'm going to try to get a hold of them in the next couple of days.
Well, these
provisions, these developers are getting smarter and smarter.
The pages that John gave me from the ITE and from definitions of warehouses, it's too big to make it part of the ordinance, but we can make that an addendum that has to go with the ordinance, right? Because that can be upgraded all the time.
Upgraded by reference.
Right. Because that can be upgraded at any time, and we don't have to change our ordinance.
Yeah, we incorporate those national standards by reference.
Okay.
And it's the standard that's in effect at the time of the application.
Okay. So when should we have when should we be scheduling the date for the warehouse standards? We're going to do, you scheduled a date already for the 407, right?
Yeah, that's next meeting on the 21st.
Okay. And the rest of the Planning Commission, are you aware of that?
Yeah, I think so. Did we talk
it's
about
it? It's a Wednesday. Because of the
election.
Yeah,
it's a Wednesday because of election.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday evening.
Do you know what was any letters sent out to these guys, or emails, or?
Not that I know of, but Shahana could have taken care of it.
Ask yesterday. Her tomorrow, and if she didn't do it, would you make sure it gets sent out to everybody
sure.
tomorrow?
Right. So we want to schedule a date for the warehouse standards, but we want Mr. Fuller at that, and we want the supervisors at that as well.
No, I think just
no,
us.
Just us.
Just us.
And then we recommend what we come up with to the supervisors.
It's too early to get them involved.
Yeah.
We're just at the beginning with those.
Okay. So when would you want to do that?
I presume your next workshop is probably going to be
AutoZone.
Dominated by AutoZone and DEPG.
Yeah.
So you want to do it on a night other than the workshop? Maybe check with John and see when he's available. And if I can make it out by Zoom, I will.
Oh, why don't you talk to John? Because you two are the ones that have the hardest
okay.
schedules.
All right, so I'll check with John.
But you wanted to take just to work on that?
What's the best night for you guys to do it?
Yeah, because we're going to take it line by line, and it's going to take...
Yeah. What's the best time for you guys to do it?
I think I'm still good with 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any particular night that's not good for anyone on the commission? Other than Friday.
I was going to say Friday night's not usually good for me.
No, I'll figure out what works for you and John, and then we'll have to just
get a hold of John tomorrow.
Get two dates if you can.
I'm trying. I'll try to get three dates. I'll send them to you, Donna, and then you can let the board know and see which date's best for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can do that at our what's on our next regular meeting. We're going to wind up with DEPG at that.
Yeah, you're going to have DEPG and perhaps AutoZone.
No, AutoZone won't be at our next meeting. They said the June meeting.
Okay. Yeah, so, I imagine DEPG is going to want to get moving.
But we haven't heard anything from them since.
No, I guess Andy talked to him, but he didn't get the information yet from Sean. That's where they're at.
He's waiting for Sean.
And now Andy's on vacation for 2 weeks. He's on a cruise, so you know, he isn't working on it. Actually, 2 weeks puts us where?
2 weeks is okay.
Yeah, but does that mean, is he going to be here for our next meeting?
I don't, I don't know. Your meeting's at the end of May, right?
It's the 27th.
It's the 8th, so he'd be back the 22nd. If he left.
That's the day after Memorial.
Yep. All right, he'll be back in time.
But he will be back, but
That only gives him a few days, 2 days to start getting stuff together.
I won't actually be able to attend that meeting. I won't be back until Wednesday.
Sure, everybody bails on us in our time of need.
So we'll have to see.
What day we get.
All right. So we're just going to have to play that as it comes.
We'll play it by ear.
All right. So you're going to work on that. Joint meeting with the supervisors to discuss 407. That's May the 21st, the joint meeting.
Yep.
The other board members have been notified of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Does anybody have any questions on 407? I went through it again before our meeting tonight, and I really don't see anything all that significant in the changes that the Water Authority made.
No, I read it as they just enhanced on some of our stuff, but the only, and again, I've said it before, the only problem I have is where they took out the maize and put shalls. What happens when the smaller mom and pop that has nothing to do with any kind of contaminants or anything like that?
Well, here's what it reads now. For surface and groundwater protection, at the end of that section, it says, if the proposed activity has no potential to alter the surface of groundwater, such as in the case of a new use in an existing commercial building, which building is not being expanded nor adding impervious coverage area, resulting in any earth disturbance of 1 acre or more, and which will not change stormwater or groundwater patterns and has no potential to contaminate water by virtue of the course of the business use proposed, the applicant shall so affirm, and if the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors agree, the application shall be exempt from providing the hydrogeologic studies.
Okay.
So I think
Go ahead.
They tried to deal with it in that manner. I think it's open to interpretation, and I think that you're going to be the first board that sees it. So,
but that the way that's worded, that's almost an impossible.
Yeah. Well, if it's an existing commercial use and you're changing the use and you're not doing anything to the building that's going to cause additional stormwater or groundwater patterns, there's no reason for hydrogeologic studies.
Right,
but that's assuming that something's already there.
Right.
Your concern, Bob, is with a new project.
Even with a new project, like some mom and pop want to put an antique store up. That's where I got to be.
It's dark and